Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 176. The old Thanksgiving hangover episode, which lasts up until Christmas and a little bit beyond that. And yeah, truthfully, we don't really get back up to full speed until around, let's say, February or March, around there. And we start getting back into the normal routine. Yeah, I'd say you get about 3 good months out of me, out of the year, max. I mean, I'm just guessing. I mean, depending on the weather, too. So, that translates to maybe 12 good podcasts a year come out for me, I'd say, around there. So, I mean, the chances of this particular one being one of the better episodes isn't very high, I'll be honest with you, but stick around, because I have to. I mean, I'm contractually obligated, so, you know, if I leave, they take my kidneys. And we all know who they are. The Chinese. www.gruntfreepress.com is something or other. I'd say it's a blog, but that sounds kind of gay. So, let's call it a gay sex emporium instead. That sounds better. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is another story entirely. And I am Absolute Deicide. And you may remember me from those other podcasts, the good ones, from the long, long ago. Oh, and I'm holding something right here. If you can hear, use the radio magic. You hear that? Is that annoying? That sound good? Sound good on the mic? Very important stuff I'm holding there. I'm holding it in my, not my dick. That wasn't the sound of me holding my dick in my hands. I said it was important, and yeah, that implies that it's useful and at least works, you know. People say that I don't have fans. Well, I have physical proof to the contrary right there. That's right, because, two cheap plastic, GPU fans straight from our motherland of communist China, went in the mail, and you're wondering why that sounded like a plastic bag. That's because it's in a plastic bag, because, yeah, it came in, like, it shipped in, like, this tiny little box. It just, like, barely fit the fucking thing in there, and I opened it to see, like, check it out. And I couldn't fit it back in, so I just put it in a plastic bag. So what are you going to do? I don't know if tiny, fucking hands to put it in a tiny, tiny box. So our co-host Grindy's days may be numbered here. So, yeah, I fucking just took the fans out of the box. I looked at them. It's the fucking dual replacement fans for my graphics card, my computer, obviously. You're not following the fucking narrative here. They seem like, first I came out, I'm like, man, these seem kind of like big, like it seems like it's bigger than my, that was on the fans that are on my card. I'm like, that's a fucking bummer, you know what I mean? It's fucking, and then I, yeah, then I'm then I like, took them, holding them up to the card. I'm like, yeah, it looks about right, I guess. It looks like it's the same fucking size. I mean, maybe not exact, but it looks right. I mean, about the same size. So, again, it's not like I'm going to fucking attempt to replace the fans myself. I'm bringing it into the PC repair guy. The one of them out of the 10 that I talked to who actually had the balls to attempt it until I try to, oh, God forbid, a fucking PC repair guy fix a fucking PC. You know, this one's a true American hero. You know, he's going to go for gold. Whether he actually can fix it, again, it remains to be determined. I'm going to try to go out there today if the guy, again, it's like the one guy, he's like, fucking call. I called the store afterwards being like, oh, yeah, you know, I called earlier for blah, 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 whatever. I need a fan replaced to my graphics card. And fucking the guy answered the phone. It's like, oh, I think you want Dan. He's not here. So, again, one guy, Dan the fucking man, Dan the hero guy. We'll see what happens. Again, like, knowing my luck, he'll fucking open up the card and not be able to put it back together again. But maybe just this once, we're going to try being optimistic about this. So after I record this episode here, Grindy is going to go under the operating table. So pray for him. Pray that he makes it out of surgery alive, at least. Again, even if like the fucking fan is like, ah, no, this doesn't work or whatever. Just hopefully you think I can fucking just put the, everything back together again. Just like Humpty Dumpty. So the thoughts and prayers are needed on this, solemn occasion. I appreciate it, guys. I finished, Red Dead Redemption 2. And by finished it, I mean, I saw the end credits. You know, I the story is done. The main story is complete. I just have the challenges and the side content left, to go through if I want to 100% it. But I mean, the game, main part of the game is done. You know what I mean? It's just fucking cleaning shit up and dicking around. So, and here's your warning here. I'm going to give you. I am going to spoil Red Dead Redemption 2 right now. So, if you haven't finished Red Dead Redemption 2, and you plan to, if you care, just stop listening. If you care at all about the story, you haven't fucking beat it. I know it's a long fucking game, and really it works best if you take your time playing it, so... Please don't. I mean, and also don't fucking rush it. I mean, on account of me, don't go, oh, we're gonna fucking pause the podcast and go fucking beat it in one sitting. No, just fucking take your time. Just whatever. I already told you this episode is gonna suck anyway, so just fucking delete it and fucking play Red Dead instead. So maybe that'll be the fucking title of the next game in the series, Red Dead instead. And it'll be an alternate history take on, the Red Dead fucking series. I'll just fucking say it. So again, I'm fucking, your warning is fucking out the door. I told you, I'm going to fucking spoil the story of Red Dead. So, I'll just fucking say it right now. I think Red Dead Redemption 2 it's the best prequel ever made. I'll say that without hesitation. It's the best prequel ever made. I'm talking like in any medium. Not that I can really think of too many good ones to compare it to. I mean, I'm thinking like, it seemed like there was a while there and fucking everything that came out was like, oh, it's a prequel and people would get mad at a fucking prequel. Everything is fucking, the Star Wars prequels were fucking awful. I think right around then everybody had fucking prequel fever and fucking whatever. But, those are really bad. Other prequels, I can't think of any off the dome right now. But, I think they're generally, again, distinctly remember there being like a period where everything that came out was a fucking prequel to like some series, and they all were bad, but, I think they were so bad that I fucking just wiped those memories fucking out of my fucking head. So, more to the point, what I would say was like a good prequel, like that people remember. I mean, to directly compare it, I would directly kind of compare it to, The Godfather Part 2. Most of that movie was a prequel. Yep, they called it Part 2. You know what I mean? Like Red Dead Redemption 2, and I don't know. It's all a fucking prequel, I guess. But, The Godfather Part 2 is generally regarded as a superior film compared to the first Godfather. But yet still, when people say The Godfather, you know, and if people like quote The Godfather, it's usually the first movie that stands out in your head. Mine anyway, is always fucking like, oh yeah, I can remember like almost like that entire movie, like, you know, scene by scene. Even though I've watched fucking Godfather Part 2 plenty, it's still just fucking like, oh, even like, again, going back to like Star Wars, where it's fucking like, I can remember like, you know, A New Hope, like scene by like every fucking scene and fucking whatever there. But, oh yeah, The Empire Strikes Back is a better movie, but what happens in The Empire Strikes Back. I have fucking no idea. Nothing really. It's just kind of like fucking middle chapter type thing. You know what I mean? But anyway, going back to The Godfather. Yeah, so, yeah, but I mean, it's like, the, you know, The Godfather Part 2 is like, yeah, it's a better movie, I guess, but it still wouldn't work, you know, it wouldn't be a good movie without the first one, you know what I mean? So, and if the original movie wasn't so good, you know, that's how I would compare it. So, now, I haven't played Red Dead Redemption 1 recently enough to really compare it to 2, but my guess is that it's not as perfect. If you were to replay it now, like, it wouldn't be as amazing as it was back then, probably, you know. But I'm sure the fucking story still holds up and it's still great and shit. But I do have tentative plans to play it soon. But, you know, I also just ordered fucking Red Dead Revolver for PlayStation 2, so I don't know. I think that would be a fucking unique experience to fucking, if I went back to that far back to fucking Revolver and then played Redemption, like the first Redemption afterwards, you know, if I'm not fucking burnt out by them at that point, you know, long-term plans, I know, big commitment there. And yeah, no, I don't have the best fucking track record for following through on those things, but, I touched on this before, but yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2, it just the game gives no fucks at all, and that's why I love it, really. It does not care if you never played the first game, which the entire fucking emotional punch and the fucking payoff of 2, like the last fucking 6 hours of the game, really, if you really want to fucking get it, you know what I mean? You have to have played that at some point. But they don't care, you know, it's not like they're going to fucking sit there and recap everything. It's like, no, it's fucking, you're going to play through like this 6 hour thing, and if you don't get it, oh well, you're not going to like the game as much, but it's not really our fault, you know? They did not fucking compromise on anything. They don't fucking like over-explain shit. It's just hours of, I mean, I kind of call it fan service almost, but like that kind of carries a negative connotation. There's nothing like cheap about it, like the last part of the, like the rest of the game, it's slow as fuck. It just like lingers. You're playing as John Marston. You know, you're building a house. You know, you're building John's house from the fucking the first game, and it's just like this slow, like board by board, just fucking nail by nail. There's a fucking song playing that, I mean, like in any other fucking game, it would be like the cheesiest shit I've ever heard. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck is that? Like, what is this fucking shitty song? But in here, it's fucking, you know, give me a nail and a hammer and a board and I'll cut it. We got the kind of love that makes us together any weather. Building up a house here, pressing on next to John Marston. Lifting up a plank, holy motherfucking shit. This goes on forever. Like, it just fucking goes on just forever. Just fucking building up this fucking house with this goddamn montage song is fucking playing. And yeah, like taking out of context again in any other fucking game. It's you know, you're playing a fucking video game where you're listening to this cheesy country music and fucking, you know, hammering, pressing X to fucking like hammer nails and shit, and it's like, dude, I should fucking like hate this. Like, this is like ridiculous, but I should be like, oh god, like what is this shit? It's fucking indie garbage. It's just, again, what it feels like. It's just like, dude, but yeah, I should be making fun of it. I should be fucking complaining about it. But I can't, you know what I mean? I just fucking I was actually getting fucking emotional, like fucking, I'm like, dude, you know, John's a good fucking guy, you know what I mean? Like, I remember him, I really like fucking John Marston. He's fucking, you know, he's got some bad shit coming his way, you know, just fucking getting like invested, and you know, and his son too, you know, his kids around there, and yeah, it's like a fucking prequel inside of a fucking prequel, you know. All right, Dutch got built up, like, that's what you thought, I thought, like, the main part of it was just fucking, like, oh, build up the gang to make the fucking, again, like, the whole, you know, Red Dead 1, you're going around killing fucking Dutch's gang and shit, they don't really explain who any of them are, it's just kind of like, you know, short little introductions, and you fucking kill them and shit, And it's like, oh, well, in this case, they're like, I thought it's like, all right, well, they're just kind of focusing on that and on Dutch to flesh him out. And then it's fucking like, oh, well, they did that. But then it's like, well, here's fucking John. Like, he has like the protagonist from one, like his fucking, his quiet moment before he turns into what he is in fucking Red Dead One. I'm just fucking like a, you know, a bounty hunter, like badass, you know? No, it's just like they played the long game that they're playing, dude. To fucking, you know, everything just ends up falling into fucking place where it's like fucking like, oh, I thought they were going one way, but holy shit, this is fucking, they just went. And it's not, you know, again, it's not like a turn on a dime. Like, oh, here's a fucking like shocking thing. It's like, wow, I can't believe they're actually fucking like doing this. Like, you know, the incredible attention to detail and care the fucking game has, and the story and the characters were. I mean, they retroactively are making fucking like Red Dead Redemption 1 like even fucking better. Like almost like the entire game is like in service to making Red Dead 1 like even better is what it seems like. And it's fucking like mind blowing. I'm just like, holy shit, dude. I can't believe they're fucking doing this shit. So yeah, taking a step back, the star of the game, you know, the character who has a fucking complete arc in it anyway, like a separate, this, you know, the thing that's like almost like the only thing that's fucking like separate from fucking, again, making fucking Red Dead 1 better, like the complete story of Red Dead 2 is Arthur Morgan, right? And I think with him, I mean, they showed like exactly what they needed to be shown. You know, he started off kind of, you know, I thought he was kind of like blah, fucking boring character. I didn't like hate him or anything, but it's just fucking like, yeah, I know there wasn't much to grab onto there. Yeah, it just felt like just kind of like a middle of the road. He works fine as like the kind of like blank avatar for the player type of deal, like whatever, Master Chief or some shit. I'm just fucking like, I don't know, he's fucking just some guy. He's no fucking, you know, he's no John Marston. That was my initial fucking reaction to Arthur. Yeah, and even like looking back now that I've played the entire game, it's not even like he's the most exciting or interesting character or anything. But I think that's kind of the point. I think, you know, he's just kind of like a rock solid fucking dude, and just all around. When the gang is like splitting up and when things are going south and the gang's fucking fighting each other, infighting and taking sides and accusing each other of being snitches. Arthur's the one who's, you know, keeping his shit together, you know, whatever. Dutch has like these big fucking ideals and whatever his fucking philosophy is, his weird fucking nobility fucking philosophy. Yeah, you know, like Arthur's the one that's when Dutch is fucking like going like away from that. The reason that people are in the gang in the first place, like Arthur's the one that's kind of like, no, you know what I mean? Like he actually like embodies that fucking philosophy. Dutch is the first one to fucking abandon those fucking principles when Dutch's fucking back is up against the wall. You know what I mean? Then without his fucking His leadership, like everybody else, kind of follows him down that path, you know, Dutch's path of just fucking, you know, going, falling down further. But not Arthur. Like Arthur doesn't. Like he's just like so like solid in what he's doing, you know, who he is. You know, he's not a fucking leader that's gonna fucking rally everybody or anything. But you know, he's not a fucking like follower either. Of like, oh, our leader fucking is losing his mind, so now I'm fucking, you know what I mean? He doesn't lose his shit too. You know, he's just a fucking like a righteous fucking dude, you know. And once he knows, Arthur knows that he's gonna die, you know, he gets tuberculosis. Rather than the sudden like sad death of fucking John Marston in the first game, I wasn't really feeling like when I fucking like the scene comes up or John, you know, John fucking finds out he's gonna, not John, fucking, when Arthur finds out he's gonna die, I'm like, fucking, like, oh man, like, they're gonna fucking, like, pull that again. It just felt like they were drawing from the same well, you know, here we go again with there's gonna be a dead fucking protagonist, and, oh yeah, okay, whatever, man. You got to figure that everybody in the fucking, or most people in this game are going to die anyway that weren't in fucking one. So, you know, a fucking, I just kind of felt like, oh man, it's fucking, that's not, you know what I mean? That's not fucking cool of just fucking pulling the same shit of like, oh yeah, the guy you're playing is going to die in the game. Like, whatever, man. But yeah, once he finds out, I think that's when Arthur's character like really comes out. You know, he's coughing his fucking lungs up, which I can relate to. And yeah, he literally fights until his fucking dying breath for what he thinks is right. You know what I mean? Like some kind of code. You know, his brand of frontier justice, they call it. You know, like fucking that's like really what he fucking believes in. Let's know he's not like faking it. Like he's not just doing it to get rich or whatever. Like he just fucking really believes in fucking what he's doing in the gang. So it also kind of reminds me of Breaking Bad, where Arthur is almost fucking like Walter White, you know, where, you know, it's just like, yeah, he might not be a good guy in the moral sense, given the fucking, you know, he's going around killing people and robbing them and shit. So he's, you know, he's not a fucking morally fucking good person, but he believes in what he believes in, and given the chance to fucking like sacrifice himself to ensure a better life for somebody, you know, fucking John, you know what he does? He's fucking just like holds off, like, you know, lets John fucking get out and shit. And you know, Arthur literally fucking like kills himself doing it, you know. Then he has his redemption. Redemption. So yeah, I mean, they're pretty explicit again that he's gonna die. You know what I mean? When he goes to the doctor, the doctor pretty much just tells him he's fucked. And now then there's like several fucking scenes where he's like just dying, you know, just like coughing, fucking killing over, and he has to dismount his horse, and the screen is all fuzzy, and he's having flashbacks and shit. And all he can do is just kind of like move him forward. He just, you know, takes a couple steps as he's fucking, you know, dying and shit. And just to draw even more fucking comparisons to other forms of media, it's like, you know, it's like the death scene in fucking Modern Warfare almost, is what I thought they were going to do, where it's fucking like, oh, he's just slowly like crawling and shit. You're controlling him. He's fucking like hacking up and he's just going to like die and like that's going to be it. And then whatever, I'm like, oh, well, you're probably going to control fucking John or whatever. But I think that's like a decent fake out kind of that they do a couple times where it's like, all right, well, this time, you know what I mean? He's going to fucking go down for good. And then he'll fucking wake up on the street somewhere and fucking, you know, fucking just shakes it off a little bit. And you keep playing, you keep going. So you may have noticed that even while I'm spoiling the story here, I haven't really mentioned any gameplay spoilers, like big fucking, like, you know, changes in the game. That's kind of because even when you play as John, there's no real difference between him and Arthur. I mean, he plays fucking exactly the same. And once you have all the basics down in the game, as far as like controls go and shit, it doesn't really evolve too much. I mean, it takes a while to get there, where it takes fucking hours before it's like, oh, you know, now you have your fucking dead eye and your whatever. You can paint, you know, paint multiple targets and dead eye and shit like that. And like, all right, you get your horse, you get your whatever, like all that shit, you get all your weapons and gear and shit. But it's like, once you have that, it's like, all right, well, that's, the game is what it is. I throw in a couple little, like, all right, well, now you're on the back of a fucking wagon, there's a fucking Gatling gun you can use, like shit, like a little like shooting sequences, like, you know, stuff like that. But it doesn't really like go crazy with the gameplay, you know. It's just fucking like, all right, well, what you're playing, almost like what you're playing from the beginning is just what you're gonna be playing for fucking 80 hours, you know. Yeah, from a pure fucking gameplay perspective, you know, it's still a fucking Rockstar game where the shooting isn't great. Even though I really do fucking like appreciate what they're going for, like the simulation thing where you have to pull the trigger Whenever you're firing your gun, you pull the trigger twice to shoot. So it's like fucking like once to cock and once cocks the gun, then you press it again to fucking like fire it and shit. It's like, it's kind of a cool, unique fucking feeling to it, where it just makes it feel more like you're shooting these old revolvers and shit. Or like fucking whatever, lever action fucking repeaters and shit like that. It all like the customization and the of them you can do, and fucking the detail and the fucking guns and the cleaning of them. Like, I think that's all fucking really fucking cool. But then it's like fucking like as like a shooter, it's not great. Almost all the fucking shootouts are, feels like you're playing like Hogan's Alley or some shit, like an old fucking like light gun game where guys just kind of pop in and out of fucking cover, and you fucking just, take pot shots at them, and they're shooting at you, and you just kind of just keep doing that until you kill all of them. That's pretty much it. And because the fucking, the default controls are too easy, really, and fucking like automatic, where you just like immediately fucking snap on, like lock on to fucking somebody. I'm like, I really dislike that. Like, it from fucking like Grand Theft Auto fucking 3 or whatever. I'm like, dude, I hate this fucking like automatic lock on system shit. So, I was using fucking free aim mode, which kind of causes the opposite problem where, everything's hard as fuck to hit, especially when, I mean, like if you just like doing like a regular shootout on foot, it's like fucking like, it's fucking doable and shit. It's fucking, again, just makes it a little, like, less precise. I was a lot less precise in the fucking lock-on thing. But it's like, fucking, like, it's just really, again, it's fucking tough to do. But it's like, it's kind of cool that it's harder. But, when you're on horseback, like, trying to shoot other people on horseback, like, just fucking, like, forget about it. Like, it's impossible to fucking do. You pretty much have to use fucking Deadeye to slow shit down over time. Otherwise, you're just going to get shot to shit. But even having to do that, I'm just going to have to rely on Deadeye a lot to fucking hit, like, fast-moving targets. But still better than the auto-aim, so... by the way, shotguns. Shotguns are key in the game. Don't overlook how good those are. Have to say that I'm just fucking like, yeah, they're awesome. I'm just fucking like, all right, again, you kind of get away with this. I was learning later on, I was fucking like, well, the revolvers and shit, you have to be like so precise. But it's like, well, if I just use a shotgun, I can just especially the auto fucking whatever, the pump shotgun, I'm just like, well, I don't even have to be like dead on. I can just fucking just keep shooting and just pump a bunch of ammo in the guy's fucking direction. But yeah, shotguns are good, and they're awesome when they fucking, like, blow somebody's fucking brains out and shit, so don't overlook that. It makes the game almost, like, comical, and when you're shooting, you're fucking missing, like, 50 shots in a row, and you're aiming for somebody that's like 10 feet away, and if it's like the fucking Naked Gun where you're just, you're both like firing at each other, missing, like ducking back undercover and shit. Then it's like, well, I'm gonna have to fucking like refill my dead eye. So you're slamming down fucking bottles of whiskey and fucking ripping butts constantly. So, I mean, there's a bit of a disconnect there, a cognitive dissonance, between, the realistic everything else, and then. I think they were trying to go back to like their Red Dead Revolver feeling almost of like this like stage combat of just like arcadey, which is kind of cool on one hand, but the way they did it is fucking like, it's cool. They're trying to just keep like that spirit of like fucking like an old fucking, just like shooting game is cool, but it just doesn't like feel great to play. You know what I mean? It's Rockstar combat in the end, whereas it's fucking like, well, this is okay in this game, but almost every other fucking like game that's like a dedicated shooter is like fucking like leagues fucking ahead of this. You know what I mean? Like if somebody who could fucking make a shooting game, like actually like took the time to like be like, all right, cool, we're gonna go for, take like the concept of like pressing the trigger twice and blah blah blah, all that shit, and making the guns like feel accurate. It's like, they can make the fucking something awesome, But it's a Rockstar game. But yeah, I mean, the point of the game is the fucking the narrative and the characters and the world. the world, which some say is its own character. And yeah, it's not so much that you're playing the character as you control, you know, it's not like fucking like, oh, I'm in direct control of this character. It's more like you're a direct, like you're the director is what you have to fucking get in your head. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking like, oh, I'm playing a fucking video game and blah, blah, blah. I'm turning on a fucking dime and I'm whatever, you know, again, fucking automatically fucking getting headshots and shit. It's like, well, you're directing somebody, you know, like you're directing the character you're playing, like directing the action. It's more like you're a puppeteer, and you're controlling the dude, like puppeteering him, like hoping that he kind of sort of does what you want him to do. And if not, you know, it's like fucking, well, if he doesn't, he fucking, again, tumbles down a hill or his fucking horse slams into a tree. It's just, it's visually fucking entertaining anyway. You just kind of have to go with it. You know, like that's what really fucking frustrated, like would frustrate me, like Grand Theft Auto and shit. Just fucking like, what the fuck? I have no control over this shit. But, yeah, you just kind of have to go with it, I guess. So yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2. It's one of those rare cases where it's a divisive game. You know, it's almost like split decision between the professional critics saying it's the fucking greatest game of the last fucking 5 years and shit. And then you get gamers who seem kind of like whiny about it for one reason or another. If, you know, it's fucking, it's too slow. The gunplay isn't good. The story's too linear, like whatever. You know, you get that crowd, and yeah, this is one of those deals where I have to side with the critics on this one. Even though it's kind of difficult to articulate why, you know what I mean? Like they were kind of in the same camp for like GTA 5, and I thought fucking Grand Theft Auto 5 was extremely fucking overrated. That's a pretty fucking direct fucking parallel to this. But, well, no, I mean, fucking, like, Grand Theft Auto 5, like, everybody seemed to love it. I was kind of just like, you know, it's fucking not bad, but it's fucking like, it's an okay game, I guess. But, yeah, but fucking, like, Red Dead just fucking, like, hits me in all the right fucking places, you know? It touches my fucking special spots, you know, where I can fucking overlook the, you know, all the fucking mechanical flaws and I can just gloss over that for like the overall like experience or whatever is so fucking good. I just think it's fucking like truly like amazing fucking game of that it fucking like even got made of like number one that it got made, but it also, it came out and it's like, holy shit, this is like fucking like beautiful. It's fucking, you know, so much shit in there. It's so good. And yeah, and the shit that people are bitching about, well, I think like a lot of the like complaints were coming like pretty much like the day the fucking game came out of fucking like, oh, you know, it's not a fucking action game. I thought it was going to be fucking like over the top, like shoot 'em up type thing and cowboy fucking and Indians fucking action and shit. That's kind of like, well, that's on you fucking buddy boy, you know, or I mean, even I was kind of disappointed in some aspects of it, like the fucking like political correctness in the game that seemed kind of out of place and like ham-fisted almost. But it's just like, you know, I'm not gonna say it's fucking like perfect or whatever, but in like the grand scheme of things, like fuck, it's again, like, yeah, one or two scenes I didn't fucking like or whatever, you know, or kind of made my eyes roll, or you know, a character moment or two that seemed like out of place and fucking weird. But that's almost like literally a fucking like drop in a fucking bucket. You know what I mean? There's just like so much game here that's fucking great and fucking, you know, there's like the story is fucking like so good. And just, you know what I mean? Like the story is so good. Like the fucking scope is just like so big. It's just like such a fucking polished game and shit. It's just like, and too, I mean, even me of like fucking like, oh, what are they going down these fucking like gay ass fucking like PC fucking, they lost the register type of fucking thing here with, you know, the fucking don't want to fucking deal with like the, you know, racism or like sexism or any of that. Like they just kind of sweep that under the rug, which it doesn't even fucking matter again, just because like the overall story is just like so fucking like manly, it'll make you want to build a house with your fucking bare hands, you know. Just give me a bucket and a mop and I'll sweep it. Hit me over a hammer, nail, I'll nail it. But, yeah, then you had, and then you also had fucking people who apparently just fucking, like, blasted through the main story missions as fast as humanly possible, and seemingly just so they could fucking, like, bitch about it, of just fucking, like, oh, I fucking went through the game in a week, and, like, whatever, you know, just, it sucks, like, whatever, you know. It's like, yeah, so you finish like a fucking like 60-hour game in like, you know, 60-hour game in like 48 hours or so, you know what I mean? It's just like, I'm not even like saying like, oh, you know, they fucking did it and they're lying or whatever, but it's just like, no, you probably beat it in like a week, you know what I mean? Or I'll give them like a week later you would hear from that, like somebody's fucking blasted through like fucking 60-hour game in a week, you know? I'm not calling them fucking like liars and shit, but it's just fucking like, yeah, it's just like just not the way you fucking, not the way the game is meant to be played. You know what I mean? You fucking, you did it wrong. You know, and you're probably fucking delirious too from fucking like going so hard on it. So, I don't know, just take a breath and shut the fuck up, pretty much. I'm kidding. I mean, they can have their fucking opinions. It's just their opinions are so fucking wrong that. Yeah, it's just, they're not even worth really engaging with them. It's just, I was just fucking like, you know, it's just, yeah, different strokes, I guess, and I'll never take your fucking opinions about video games seriously anymore, but hey, you know, it's the way it goes. Now the big question about Red Dead Redemption 2, the one that everybody has been asking, which is, where's the Grunt Free Press review? You know, where's that? You know, if any game that I've played in the past 6 months or so deserves a review, it's obviously this one. But that's where things get a little complicated. I don't feel like I'm done with the game like quite yet. Yeah, you know, it took me about, I don't know, I'm just guessing like 80 hours or so to just do what I did of doing like the main story and the side missions and shit and. Do like a little bit of dicking around and poking around and shit, but I mean, there's still a huge fucking section of the map I haven't uncovered yet, including like some of the fucking the Red Dead 1 map is in there. I haven't, I was like, dude, I started going down there. I was like, oh no, like fucking everything. There's like just like a whole like section there that's fucking haven't fucking uncovered yet. So, it's like, I don't even really know what's down there. If there's more like missions to do or what, along with, other shit I keep hearing about that's in the game, like, you know, apparently it's fun. Just hear like shit, just like random tidbits of like, oh yeah, there's fucking like vampires and werewolves in there and shit that you can fucking like hunt down or you can become a vampire, something, dude. I don't know. It's just, you hear like a bunch of weird shit and, I'm obviously not going to fucking uncover every little fucking secret and Easter egg the game has or anything like that. Like that would be fucking absurd just because it's so fucking big. But yeah, you know, the main side activities, like the, you know, the challenges and all that, I'd like to get those done. I don't know, probably go get all the trophies or whatever. That's an achievable goal, I think I could probably do. But yeah, I don't think I would consider myself done with the game until it says like 100% complete on the fucking save file, you know what I mean? Like, and I haven't even really fucked around in the open world at all, really. Like, I was pretty focused on the fucking story-based content, so I don't even really know what's possible in the fucking sandboxy sense, so, and then there's the whole fucking multiplayer side of the game, which launches today for some people. Like, they think, like, this is a weird fucking launch schedule. It's like, well, if you have, like, the Ultimate Edition, which I think I have the Ultimate Edition, like, I thought I bought, like, the fucking high end of this, but I'd never get my Warhorse, which is nowhere, I don't fucking know. But it's like fucking like Ultimate Editions today. Then if you played it on launch, you get to play it tomorrow or some shit. And then like, oh, everybody else is on fucking Wednesday. So somewhere around today, fucking the multiplayer is launching. And nobody really knows what the fuck it is. So, could be good, could be shit. It might be fucking hardcore ranked team deathmatch that is, esports focused, or could be a fucking battle royale. Might be something, you know, it could be something that I would play once just to try, and it's fucking broken and gay, like Grand Theft Auto's was, Or it might be something that I get hooked on, and yeah, you guys will be sick of hearing me talk about it every fucking week. So, yeah, Red Dead Online just gets, it's just kind of like an entirely unknown quantity at this point. And as the only respectable games journalist left in this industry, I wouldn't be doing my job if I was writing a review for the game without experiencing the entire thing first. So that's my excuse for this one. Integrity. It's an integrity issue. So yeah, the review integrity code that I still live by, even though they keep telling me my ways are old-fashioned and out of style. No country for old white men who write reviews and aren't faggots, apparently. So, and with that, again, I'd say we're done with fucking Red Dead, but again, that's not true. We're gonna take a break, and I'm gonna break the fourth wall for once, or maybe I'm acknowledging the fact that fucking random music plays on this podcast three times a week. I haven't really decided yet. It's only been 4 years. I'm still in the prototyping phase of the podcast. But for the first time in 4 years, I actually have a song request. I don't even know if I do those either, but I'm here we are. Yeah, this one goes out to a pretty little lady out there in Radio Land named Kay. Even though she says she hates it when I call her pretty, I'm going to anyway, just because it makes her blush, and she'll probably get angry and threaten to kill somebody, but she's my kind of woman. So yeah, this is one of the new hits that all the cool kids are listening to. It's called Love by Lewis the Child, so enjoy, and mahala kita, Kay.
Let's see the night in the morning, either your place or mine. On the walls I got drawings, a boy in a Hollywood sign. I never felt this emotion, you opened up my eyes. Oh, I didn't realize. I didn't think I need you, but now I know I need you. I didn't think I'd end up sleepless on this phone all night. And every time I see ya, it hit me even deeper, deeper. It's almost like I'm dreaming, dreaming, and it's feeling like L-O-V-E, I'm into you, you're into me. L-O-V-E, it could be that easy. L-O-V-E, get into you, give into me. T-R-U-S-T, it could be that easy. Easy.
I'll be.
that easy.
And we are back. I hope you enjoyed that little ditty. That was a rare track by an artist that hasn't been dead for a decade that we played on here. Don't get used to it. News. We've got some news here. Some hot, juicy gossip. Apparently there is a new Alien game in the works called Alien Blackout. Will it be a battle royale like Call of Duty Blackout? And who knows? That Jeff Keighley guy tweeted out that there was gonna be an Alien game announced at his game awards show that nobody watches or cares about. So we put two and two together here. We had our crack researchers on the case. Alien Blackout was copyrighted, and then, yeah, Jeff Keighley fucking tweeted out, oh, something's coming up, and, there's gonna be some game that'll be kind of scary, and it's all in fucking, the Weyland Yutani fucking font and shit. So, new Alien game's probably gonna be announced there. It'll probably be called Alien Blackout. Seeing how fucking Alien Isolation was a pretty big success and was fucking by far the best Alien game ever made. And again, it's not certain, but I would expect it would kind of be in that vein. Whether it's a fucking direct sequel or not to it, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a fucking prequel. But there's your news. So yeah, now let's talk about Tetris. Or Tetris Effect, the new Tetris game that is effectively Tetris. So, yeah, the hook for this one is that you can play it in VR or not. I didn't. And, yeah, it's only on PlayStation 4 right now for some reason. And, yeah, this time, too, Tetris Effect is supposed to be an emotional journey through time and space. And I'm not kidding about that. That's how the game was sold. I mean, I listened to fucking interviews with the developers of the game, and they were seriously you're gonna fucking well up with feelings, and you'll probably be bawling your eyes out like a little bitch by the last level. And then I heard some of those professional reviewers, I heard them saying they had fucking emotional experiences while playing it. And, this time, unlike with Red Dead, I do have to say, you guys are fucking retarded. I mean, it's fucking Tetris. What a crock of shit that whole thing is. It's an emotional fucking journey. It's like, no, it's like Tetris with some fucking bunch of particle effects and shit and fucking different music, but it's not bad. I mean, it's Tetris, and fucking Tetris is a classic game, obviously. The way they change it up here is it's almost like completely aesthetic, really. It's, there's a story mode or a journey mode, where you're presented with stages on a timeline, and each stage is its own theme and soundtrack. So, it's here's the water stage, space, jungle, whatever. And yeah, the music ties into the theme of the level. So, and the music, does affect the gameplay, but it's not really like a rhythm game. It's not you gotta move the, fucking tetrominoes to the beat or anything like that. As the song plays, the speed of the game moves up and down to match the intensity of the track. in theory. I mean, it kind of does, but I mean, you'll hear like a build up, and the music will get faster. So it's like, all right, well, the fucking here comes the beat's kicking in or whatever. So the fucking it's gonna get a lot harder. but the fucking blocks are gonna start falling faster as the fucking music starts going faster. But it doesn't really work like that. I mean, it seems like it just more randomly speeds up and down for no reason towards the end of the fucking songs and shit. Really what it does, it just makes like a fucking, you're playing like a normal game of Tetris, and it just makes it more difficult just because it throws off your flow, where it's not just consistently, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, I'm speed level one, then like, oh, I got so many fucking lines, and then speed level two and three, you know what I mean? It's not like consistent like that. It's just more like fucking all over the place, and it just kind of fucks with you. So, as you say, I mean, you get used to one speed, and then they fucking like change it up on you. So that's how it works. The correlation to the music there, I mean, I wasn't really feeling it. It just seemed kind of disconnected. And the music in the game is, I don't know. It's okay. I mean, it's just kind of like poppy, new age, EDM type stuff, which is not exactly my thing. It's not nearly as good as the fucking, you know, the original fucking badass fucking Tetris Russian fucking theme and shit. Those songs from the original game, you know, like that shit gets your fucking blood pumping and it fucking sticks in your head. Then, you know, even on like, you know, Tetris Effect's last level, that was pretty hard. I had to fucking keep replaying it and shit. And I was stuck on it for like a good hour, like listening to the same fucking song over and over again. I'm thinking like, man, I'm fucking so sick of hearing this song. It's going to be fucking stuck in my goddamn head. But then, yeah, once I finished it, it was fucking like, I'm just fucking gone from my memory. It's just as if I'd never fucking heard it at all. It's just fucking like, it's gone, whatever the fuck that was. You know, it's no fucking grab a hammer and a nail and I'll build it. Oh, play Tetris. Move the blocks now. So yeah, I mean, that fucking journey mode is structured where you essentially play three levels in a row. And, you know, on each level, you have to make 30 lines and then it moves on to the next one, right? But I mean, because it's like groups of three, like the play field will carry over between levels. So it's like, you know, if you're struggling, you're fucking up and you just leave a mess towards the end of like whatever the first level. And then it's like, all right, at least I beat that and move on to level two. Like all that shit on the bottom will still be there. So, you know, it just makes it harder for yourself the next one. So, then after each set of three, they give you like a grade, which in my case is usually a C or a D, but, you know, passing, you know, that doesn't fucking matter. Who knows? But what that means. But, I didn't think those stages were really that difficult. It's fucking like, I don't know, whatever. I'm just going through them. Not really having too much trouble. You fail. If you fail a level, you start over on that level with just like a clean board. So, you know, it's not like, oh, I have to start through fucking and go through three stages again or anything. Up until like the last stage, which is fucking, instead of doing like the 30 lines to pass it, just fucking like you have to do 90. So, you know, it's, it starts off fucking extremely fast and it gets to the point of like fucking like, oh dude, you can't even like look over to see like what the next piece is type of deal. I'm just fucking like, I just have to fucking go. You don't really have the time to really plan shit out. So you're just playing fucking defensive Tetris, trying to control the fucking damage that's going to happen like as best you can. I'm just fucking like, oh, I just hope the next one's a fucking like whatever, like something flat so I can get a line or whatever, you know? There's also some abilities that you can use to help you out. I guess like some of them have been in other Tetris, more recent fucking Tetris games. The one I've played, meaning I haven't really fucking sat down and played one since like the NES or Game Boy, really, the arcade. I played on the fucking RetroPie not too long ago, but I mean, there's shit like, you know, you can hold pieces where if you get like a piece, you can fucking, you know, the PlayStation 4 controller, you hit like one of the bumpers and that'll set whatever one's dropping. Like it takes that one, sets it aside. They give you a random new one. and then you can, you know, then later you can swap it back in. So, I usually fucking want to do that with like a straight piece, right? Because, you know, before the level becomes a clusterfuck, I'm just fucking like, oh, you know, I'm waiting. Usually you're fucking waiting like an asshole for a fucking straight piece to like, you know, get like a Tetris or whatever. So it's like, oh, well, if it's, I'm doing well and you get, you know, you get like a straight coming, just hold the straight and then fucking like, oh, now I'm at this point where I need a straight, pop it back and fucking, you know, drop it in and shit. You know, that's something you definitely want to use when fucking things are getting tense too, you know? So at least you know what it's going to be like. Again, with that last level of like, oh man, shit's coming so fast, but I know if I just hit the bumper, I'm gonna have like whatever piece, like a straight or whatever. So, you know, but I don't remember this from the old games either, unless it was some kind of like glitchy type of pro strat technique. But yeah, in Tetris Effect, once like the piece lands, like when it hits the bottom, it seems like you're able to rotate and move it around for an awfully long time before it gets set. So, you know, like, you know, if it takes like 2 seconds to drop, to like fall or whatever, then it seems like you have like, you can just like sit there and rotate it if you just keep it in the fucking rotate button for like, I don't know, like fucking a full 2 seconds before it locks into place. So there you go. I mean, you can do it. I mean, it does really fucking help again when you're fucking just overwhelmed with like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I can just sit here and just, as this is rotating, like, look to see where the fuck I can put it type of deal. And then there's the ability to slow down time, which I didn't even know was in the game until about, like, half an hour of playing, like, the final level when I accidentally, like, pressed up against the right trigger. Like, holy shit, what the fuck is this? Like, the fucking time just slowed down. Like, that would have been nice to know earlier. But, yeah, apparently there's a combo meter of some kind that builds up. And then you can press, you know, you press the trigger and, you know, when things are getting fucking nuts and, I don't even really know how the fuck it works, to be honest with you. Beyond like fucking like, you know, the slow-mo is nice of obviously you can fucking like, all right, it just slows everything down so you can fucking take a breath and fucking line shit up and try to clear some space out to keep going. But there's also some kind of like special glowing zone where I think if you make lines inside of that zone, like the highlighted zone, it counts as like more lines or something, or like that entire zone just collapses or something like that. I mean, all I know is I was getting fucking a lot of unearned Tetrises. Well, like the slow-mo was active. I'm like, oh, I put it in slow-mo, but I'm still fucked. And then it's like fucking like, oh, whatever, zone bonus, and half the fucking screen clears out. I'm like, okay, oh, that happened. Like I said, again, I don't really know how the fuck it worked. They didn't really explain it. I didn't even go through the fucking tutorial, which seems kind of ridiculous playing fucking Tetris of, look at the tutorial again. That's where I saw like, oh, it's different shit you can do. I didn't even know about like holding pieces and all that shit. But, I just didn't really get the fucking slow-mo thing. So yeah, I mean, so that's the fucking, the journey mode. Yeah. Emotional journey mode, whatever. I mean, it's just fucking like whatever. You just go on a line of stages. But you know, there's also additional bonus modes, which they call moods, because of course they do. And yeah, I mean, those kind of range from like classic Tetris to, you know, just like a timed mode of like, ah, you have 3 minutes, just do, you know, get as many lines as you can to fucking, yeah, there's like a master mode where you don't even see the pieces fall. Like, I think it's like, whatever, it just starts off so fast, I guess, that it's just fucking just the pieces just kind of appear and you just kind of, whatever, move them around and shit. Where again, that fucking, the ability to kind of like finagle them when they hit and still turn them and shit. Like, that's pretty much what you have to do, I guess. But that was a little bit too intense for me. But whatever, Tetris Effect, it's Tetris, it's the prettiest Tetris out there on the market right now. It's also the fucking weirdest. It's also $40, which seems a little bit pricey for what it is. I mean, I suppose if you have a VR headset, yeah, if you take advantage of that, it's probably worth it for, you know, VR space whales or whatever. Like, yeah, it might be kind of cool. This fucking, like, oh, this shit's like all around me or whatever, but it's still playing Tetris, I guess. There's also like progression. There's like an XP fucking leveling up system. I don't even know what the fuck you unlock by doing that or where you spend currency or whatever. I couldn't figure that shit out. I hit like level 10 and shit, and like, it's like, oh, you unlock some fucking space whale avatar. You know, this is after playing for like 5 fucking hours, so that's it. As far as I can tell, there's fucking like unlocking avatars or whatever, like to fucking like whatever, be on the leaderboards or some shit. But I heard something about like, oh, you can fucking unlock different skins or whatever. I just couldn't really figure it out. I couldn't figure out what mood I should have been in to fucking play that. But yeah, whatever. I mean, we just talked about Tetris for an inordinate amount of time, so we can scratch that off the bucket list of things to do on the show. Yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, I played fucking Fallout 76 for a little bit. You know, again, I've been fucking kind of up and down on the game, like whatever, and it's just still kind of the same. I'm just fucking almost like Red Dead, where if you're kind of in the right mood, it's like, yeah, this game isn't that bad. Or like Tetris, if you're in the right mood, if you're into the right mood mode, you know, it's fucking, it's like, oh, you know, it's not fucking, again, the game's not like horrible or whatever, it's just fucking, but it just seems like certain things are like inconsistent. Again, I was talking about like the graphics of start off and the forest you start off, and I'm like, oh, this game looks good, it's kind of cool, and then fucking, you know, you hit like one area, it just looks like complete dog shit, and then like, oh, I started going to like these mines or whatever, just fucking red rock everywhere, and again, it's fucking like nice lighting, it's fucking, oh, this looks pretty cool, and facing some fucking pretty interesting monsters and shit, of like fucking like new ones and shit, like, oh, some fucking like scallywag or some shit, just looks like a, I don't know, hairless fucking mole with giant teeth, and fighting all these fucking weird creatures, and there's fucking like super mutants shooting at you. It's like, yeah, this is kind of cool, I guess, but then at the same time, it's fucking just like, well, you know, you're dealing with like fucking these level restricted weapons, and you know, the just weird shit. I'm just fucking, you know, inventory management still, and fucking the weight fucking limit, and being over encumbered, and blah blah blah, all that shit, and I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm still like not sure. It's like fucking like, I don't know. I think Fallout 76 is an okay game to just, it seems like it would be like a time waster type of thing. Like, I think really most MMOs are really, I haven't really, again, I don't know if we consider it Fallout 76 an MMO or whatever, or how it plays with co-op. Like, I have no idea. I'm just kind of playing it on my own. But again, if you just fucking just like, even on your own, if you just fucking like, well, I just want like this, not that you'd want, you know, not that you want, but if you don't mind like a fucking just completely stripped down Fallout 4 experience, I'm just fucking, well, I'm just going to go into these buildings and check what the fuck's in here and go to a fucking quest marker and hope it's not fucking broken, because I ran to another fucking broken quest, which was interesting because it was also my first experience really interacting with another player in a meaningful way. meaning the guy was being a fucking dick. So I was like, this quest is like, oh, you know, you have to do like some physical fitness exam to join some faction, like the Fire Breathers. It's fucking like, all right, go to this computer and initiate like the fucking the physical fitness exam, and it's like, all right, well, you gotta press like a button which will start the test, and it wants you to just kind of run through like an obstacle course type of thing, which is just fucking just running whatever for like a couple minutes, just going through a building. I'm trying to do that, and fucking, you know, there's some guy there, fucking actual player, just sitting there, and he starts like whatever, like punching me or whatever. I'm just like, dude, like, whatever, you like fuck off. Like, just figure like it doesn't really do any damage or whatever until you fucking fire back at him, is how it works. So he's just sitting there. I'm like, well, this is just annoying, really, is what it is. It's fucking the guy's just sitting here fucking throwing punches at me for like 5 minutes, but I'm like, whatever, man. And then I fucking like, all right, well, I'm just gonna, I don't really give, I mean, the guy's like fucking like whatever 10 levels higher than me, he's fucking sitting there in power armor and shit. I'm like, well, whatever, get this over with, fucking punch him back, he fucking kills me, and he's like, oh, whatever, I lost Some fucking spoiled fruit or some shit. Like, that's what Droth, like, I don't really give a shit. It's just fucking obnoxious. They had to walk back to where he was. But yeah, I do it, and the guy's still there. He's just fucking, like, you know, I'm on this quest of, like, all right, hit a button and fucking go through this building. And the guy's just, like, standing in the doorway, like, blocking my way. I'm like, well, that's cool. So whatever, man. I mean, again, I'm just fucking like, well, last fucking resort, I guess, would just be to fucking switch servers or something, like, whatever, just quit and then go back into a new game as this guy's being a faggot. But yeah, it wasn't really that big of a deal. After like fucking a couple minutes, he just fucking like ran off and got bored, obviously, because it's fucking like, this is just gay, like, whatever, man. But that's like the only, again, the only like griefing or whatever you want to, trolling you would fucking call, I've ever ran into the game. But I'm like, well, that's annoying. But then I fucking just, you know, do this quest where it's fucking like, all right, log in the computer, hit the button and fucking like run or whatever. And then that just like stopped working and shit. It was fucking like, it just stopped like resetting. Like, it wouldn't fucking let me do it again. So I don't know. That's where I was. That was kind of annoying. And I'm just like, all right, whatever, dude, fuck it. Again, just kind of wander off into the wasteland and do my own thing, which is not unlike my real life. But yeah, again, Fallout 76 is just fucking whatever. It is what it is. It's not great, but it's just fucking just like the strip down of like, I don't know, I have fucking a couple hours to kill. I'll fucking dick around in inventory and walk around and look at shit, I guess. It's okay for that. Darksiders 3 comes out today. That's what I plan on fucking playing. I don't know if I can play fucking Red Dead either today or tomorrow, one or the other, but yeah, that's those are the plans for the week. That's my streaming schedule for my dedicated audience of one. Apple Cider. The only fucking person who watches me fucking play games. But www.gruntfreepress.com. That's the website, blog, whatever the fuck. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email. I'm absolute deicide. I talk with an upward inflection because I totally crapped out writing down the fucking ending of this episode because I fell asleep last night. Yeah. So, whatever. It is what it is. Episode 1, whatever. Whatever it says. Bye. See you in the Wild West. Queers.
Saw in a board and I'll cut it. I'll climb up a ladder with a hammer and a nail and I'll nail it. Well, we worked so hard to build a little house together. In the snow or the rain or the ice cold wind, whenever. No matter what the weather, we're together. let me have a rule and a saw and a board and I'll cut it. Climb up a ladder with a hammer and a nail and I'll nail it. Well, we worked so hard to build a little house together. In the snow or the rain or the ice cold wind, whenever. No matter any weather, we're together.